Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Yeah.
Today, we are looking at a problem that I think every single business owner, every marketer, every creator is probably losing sleep over right now. It's the content trap.
It really is. It's the defining economic paradox of the modern internet.
Right. Because if you think about it, maybe 10 years ago, the whole problem was distribution.
Sure.
How do I get my message out there? I needed a TV deal or a radio slot, a publisher.
Pipes weren't built yet.
Exactly. But now you've got TikTok, LinkedIn, Spotify, Google. The pipes are there. The barrier to entry for distribution is basically zero.
You can upload anything you want whenever you want.
But the barrier to production,
That is still a massive wall.
that's the real bottleneck. Everyone is fighting for attention, but actually creating enough high-quality stuff to get that attention is just incredibly hard.
It is. The shelf space is infinite, but the labor required to fill it.
A
It's
lot.
expensive, it's slow, it's linear.
It's linear, yeah.
If you want to double your content output the old-fashioned way, you pretty much have to double your headcount.
And that is exactly what we are attacking today. We're running a bit of a simulation. We're taking a real company, a company called Cove, and we're going to see how they could theoretically transform their entire business model.
And they'd be doing it with a specific piece of infrastructure called Auto Content API.
Right. And just to be super clear for you listening, when we say auto content API, we aren't talking about, asking ChatGPT to write a witty tweet for you.
No, this is different. We are talking about moving from a craftsman model of making content to a full-on industrial engine.
I love that distinction, an industrial engine. Okay, before we fire that up, let's establish who sits in the driver's seat. Who is Cove?
So, looking at the source material, Cove is a company that's laser focused on growing connections and success. They're in the professional relationship space.
Helping you network better, essentially.
Yes,
I'm
yeah.
looking at their product stack here. It's all very practical stuff. They have a digital business card, for going paperless. They have a scanner and lead capture tool for when people still hand you those physical cards at conferences. And they have a personal CRM to help you manage all those relationships.
Right. So, you don't forget to follow up. But crucially for our experiment today, they have an educational arm. It's a section on their site called Insights.
Which, glancing at it, looks like a pretty standard blog. You've got articles on the art of the follow-up, networking for introverts, that kind of thing.
It's good content.
Yeah, it looks good.
It is good content, but right now that content is trapped. It's trapped in text.
Okay, so we have our subject, Cove. We have their assets, the blog posts, the software tools. Now let's introduce the accelerant. What is Auto Content API?
Think of it this way. Most AI tools we use today are kind of like assistants. You chat with them, you iterate, they help you write a draft. It's a one-to-one thing.
Right.
Auto Content API is infrastructure. It's designed to be hooked up to code. You feed it raw inputs, URLs, data, plain text, and it programmatically manufactures broadcast quality multimedia.
Programmatically is the key word there. It implies you press a button and just walk away.
Precisely. It creates explainer videos, podcasts, infographics, slide decks, you name it, all without a human in the loop.
So the mission for this deep dive is to see if Cove can take this industrial engine and apply it to their business to basically become a media empire overnight.
Without hiring a massive media team, that's the real goal.
Okay, let's start with those insights articles I mentioned. The text blog, like I said, it's good advice, but it have a limit. I have to sit down and actually read it.
And that limits when you can consume it. You can't read a blog when you're driving to work.
Or at the gym or doing the dishes.
Exactly. And this brings us to a really important concept in marketing called mental availability.
Okay, let's unpack that. What does that mean in this context?
It's pretty simple, really. To grow, a brand needs to come to mind in buying situations. But for that to happen, the brand needs to intersect with your life at multiple touch points. If Cove only exists as text on a screen, they miss out on your commute, your workout, your morning walk. They have low mental availability during those times.
So how does the API solve what you're calling the commute problem?
By transforming the format, Auto Content positions itself as an enterprise alternative to consumer tools like, say, Google's Notebook LM. Cove could take every single URL in their Insights library, feed them into the audio API, and automatically generate a two-person dialogue podcast episode for each one.
Wait, a dialogue? You mean like what we are doing right now?
A similar dynamic, yes. The API generates a script with a host and an expert. It creates the audio using distinct voices and even adds some background music.
So that 1,500-word article about networking etiquette suddenly becomes a bingeable 10-minute audio show.
Exactly.
I have to play devil's advocate here, though. We've all heard those AI voices. They usually sound like a GPS from 2008. Is anyone actually going to listen to a robot talk about networking for 10 minutes?
That's a fair point.
If the quality is bad, doesn't that hurt the brand more than it helps?
It's a fair skepticism. And 10 years ago, absolutely. But the tech has just leaped forward. The source material highlights that this API uses advanced speech synthesis. It includes breath, pacing, intonation.
Okay.
Is it an award-winning NPR drama? No. But is it good enough to learn something while you drive? Absolutely. It's about utility.
Okay. Assuming the quality is passable for a commute, let's talk economics. Producing a podcast manually is heavy lifting. You need a host, a producer, editing software. The source material says a manual episode costs anywhere from $150 to $500 on the low end.
That's being very conservative. If you factor in all the time for coordination, it's much higher. With Auto Content API, the cost is calculated in credits. A full podcast generation is about 10 credits.
Help me visualize 10 credits. What is that in real money?
So on their standard amateur plan, 1,000 credits cost about 24 euros. So do the math. 10 credits is roughly, what, 0.24?
24 cents.
24 cents.
That is negligible. That's a rounding error. It's the price of a gumball.
Pretty much. And for that price, Cove turns a blog post into a podcast episode. This changes the strategy completely. They don't have to pick and choose the best articles to record.
You can convert everything.
Everything. They could launch a daily relationship tip podcast, releasing an episode every single morning without ever booking a recording studio.
That creates a massive surface area for the brand. Suddenly they're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, capturing people who would never even visit their blog.
Exactly. It solves the distribution format problem by solving the production labor problem.
Okay, so that handles the insights blog. That's top of funnel stuff. But Cove is also a software company. They have these products, the digital business card, the scanner. And I feel like every SaaS company struggles with the same thing. You build a feature and nobody knows how to use it.
The documentation black hole.
Right. Read the manual and nobody reads the manual.
This brings us to the video API, specifically a feature called Explainer Videos. Auto Content lets you input a URL, say, the support page for how to integrate Cove with Salesforce, and it outputs a 60 to 90 second explainer video.
What does that look like? Is it just a screen recording?
It's more dynamic than that. It's a horizontal, high quality video.
Yeah.
Usually involves slides, maybe some stock footage or motion graphics with a voiceover explaining the steps.
Okay, that's obviously better for the user experience, but is there a hard business benefit beyond just, you know, better customer support?
Oh, huge SEO benefits. This is a bit of a technical point, but it's crucial for growth. Google tracks a metric called dwell time.
Which is how long a user stays on the page before clicking back, right?
Exactly. If people click your link from a search, stay for 3 seconds, and then bounce, Google thinks your page is trash and ranks you lower.
Makes sense.
Text is hard to keep people on. Video is the ultimate sticky factor. The sources we looked at mentioned that pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on the first page of Google.
53 times?
53.
Wow. That is a massive signal.
It is. So if Cove uses the API to crawl their own documentation and generate a video for every single help article, they're not just helping users. They are supercharging their SEO.
They're signaling to Google, this is a high-value page where people spend time.
Precisely.
Okay, that handles the people who are already looking for you, the pull strategy. But what about the push? How do they reach people who are just doom scrolling on TikTok and have never even heard of a digital business card?
That is the short form offensive. The API has a specific endpoint for shorts. You know, those vertical 9.16 videos.
Those dopamine hits.
Exactly. Coves could create these faceless channels on TikTok and YouTube shorts. The API takes a script, maybe a quick tip like how to shake hands properly, adds an AI avatar, adds those energetic subtitles everyone uses, and boom, video's done.
But the issue with TikTok is volume, isn't it? You can't just post once a week. You'll disappear. The algorithm will just eat you alive.
No. To win there, the algorithm demands like 3 to 5 posts a day.
Which is a nightmare for a human team. I mean, the burnout rate for social media managers is real.
It's burnout city. Manually, that costs anywhere from $50 to $300 per video if you're hiring editors. With the API, it's about 400 credits per video. roughly 4 euros.
So for the price of a fancy latte, you get a finished video asset ready to post.
Which means Cove can just flood the zone. They can test hundreds of different networking tips. Maybe funny tips work best. Maybe it's serious career advice. They can run A-B tests at a scale that was just impossible before.
It turns content creation from a creative art into a data game.
Exactly.
I like that. But I want to pivot to something a bit more nuanced. Cove is about personal relationships. The brand is built on trust. Usually in this industry, the CEO needs to be the face, right? You want to hear from the leader.
But the CEO is also the busiest person in the company.
Yeah.
This is the CEO paradox.
Right.
You want their voice, but you can't have their time.
So how does an API solve a paradox?
Voice cloning.
Okay, let's tread carefully here. This is where people can get a little uncomfortable. How does it work?
The co-CEO would record themselves speaking for a few minutes, just once. The API analyzes that audio, the timbre, the accent, the cadence, and builds a cloned voice model.
And once that model exists?
The marketing team can type anything. They can type a Monday morning market thought or a welcome to Cove message for new users. The API generates the audio, and it sounds exactly like the CEO.
But does it sound human? Because if I get a welcome message from the CEO and I realize halfway through it's a bot, I don't feel welcomed, I feel toiked.
That's the risk. Trust is hard to gain and easy to lose. However, the reviews in the source material describe these specific clones as natural, steady, and believable. They can convey emotion. The strategy here isn't to trick people. It's to scale intimacy.
Scale intimacy.
Yeah. Imagine if every new enterprise client got a personalized audio message from the CEO addressing them by name.
You physically can't do that manually if you have 1,000 clients. You'd spend all day recording.
Exactly. So you have a choice. A generic email or AI-generated audio. The audio, even if you know it's AI, is still a more engaging, more premium medium than text.
That's a fair point. Speaking of scaling, Cove is a digital tool. A digital business card works in New York, but it also works in Tokyo, Berlin, Paris.
But Cove's content is likely all in English,
which is a huge limiter for a global product.
This is one of the most aggressive growth levers in the API. It supports over 50 languages.
50. So they can take that podcast we talked about earlier
and just clone it. They can set up a workflow where the API takes the English script, translates it, and resynthesizes the audio into Spanish, German, Japanese, and French.
Wait, does it just read the text or does it clone the voices too?
Depending on the setting, it can actually keep the voice characteristics but switch the language. So the host of the Cove podcast suddenly speaks fluent Japanese.
That creates a Cove global network overnight.
Without hiring a German content team or a Japanese marketing manager, they multiply their total addressable market, their TAM, by 5 or 10 times. It's that write once, deploy everywhere mentality from software, but finally applied to media.
Okay, moving on. We've talked a lot about repurposing existing content, but Cove positions itself as a thought leader. They need new ideas. They need to sound smart about trends that haven't even happened yet.
This is where we get into the deep research engine. And this is arguably the most sophisticated part of the whole tool.
How is it different from just asking a chatbot what's new in networking?
Well, chatbots hallucinate. They make things up. Their data might be 2 years old. The Deep Research API uses autonomous agents to browse the live web. It goes out to reputable sources. The docs mention things like the Financial Times, SEC filings, industry journals, and gathers real-time information.
So it acts like a junior research analyst.
Correct. Cove could set up what's called recurring research. Let's say they want to own the topic of remote networking. They set a task for the API to scan for latest trends in remote networking every Tuesday morning.
And then what? It sends a PDF to the marketing manager.
It could. But remember, this is an automated engine. It can take that research briefing and automatically trigger the content generation we already talked about.
Oh, so the research API finds a trend, passes it to the script API, which then passes it to the audio API.
Exactly. It creates a loop. The system notices Zoom fatigue is trending. It researches why. It writes a script offering Cove's solution. It produces a podcast episode and a blog post, all before the human marketing team has finished their morning coffee.
That is fast.
Speed is a feature. In the attention economy, being first really matters.
This leads perfectly into a strategy mentioned in the notes, programmatic SEO or PSEO. We touched on SEO with the video, but this seems like a different beast. Can you break that down?
Sure. Programmatic SEO is all about capturing long-tail search traffic. Think about how people actually search for a product like Cove. They don't just type in business card scanner.
No, that's way too competitive. You're fighting giants for that keyword.
Right. They search for best business card scanner for real estate agents, or for lawyers, or for pharmaceutical sales reps.
Specific use cases.
And to rank for those, you need a specific landing page for each one. But if you just copy-paste the same page 1,000 times and change one word, Google penalizes you.
They call that thin content. It just looks like spam.
Exactly. So how do you solve thin content at scale? You flood the page with unique multimedia.
Walk me through the Cove example. How do they avoid the penalty?
Okay, so Cove wants to target 1,000 job titles. For the real estate page, the Deep Research API writes a unique 500-word guide about networking specifically in real estate. Then the audio API creates a discussion about open houses. The video API creates a summary short with real estate imagery.
And for the lawyer page?
Totally different text. Totally different audio talking about court interactions. Different video.
So to Google's crawler, these look like 1,000 highly distinct, rich, valuable pages.
Which they are. But they were generated by a batch job overnight. This high information density signals quality to Google, letting Cove capture thousands of niche search queries that their competitors are just ignoring.
Because it's too much work to write 1,000 articles.
It's too much work for humans.
That's a masterclass in leverage. Okay, one last strategy we need to cover. We talked about research, but we need to talk about reaction time. This is newsjacking.
I love that term. Hijacking the news cycle. It's when you inject your brand into a breaking conversation. The Auto Content API can integrate with social listening feeds from X and Reddit.
So it's listening to what the world is talking about.
It's analyzing sentiment. It's analyzing trends. Let's say return to office mandates starts trending on LinkedIn. That's a huge controversial topic.
Yeah.
And it's really relevant to Cove.
Right. If I'm back in the office, I need to know how to interact with people again.
So the API detects the trend. It triggers a reaction loop. First, Deep Research analyzes why it's trending. Then it generates a script offering Cove's perspective, maybe 5 tips for your first day back. Finally, it produces a video short.
And how fast are we talking here?
Minutes. While the human social media team is still scheduling a meeting to brainstorm ideas and circle back, the API has already produced, rendered, and distributed the video.
They capture the wave while it's still cresting.
By the time the humans are ready, the conversation has already moved on.
This has been, honestly, pretty...
First, I'd say decouple growth from labor. You have to stop thinking that more content equals more hiring. Tools like this break that link. You can scale output without scaling headcount.
All right.
Second, transform your assets. Don't let your text just sit there. Turn it into audio. Turn it into video. Squeeze every drop of value out of your intellectual property. And third, dominance through specificity. Use programmatic SEO to answer the very specific questions your customers are asking.
Don't just be a scanner. Be a scanner for real estate agents.
Exactly. It's moving from manual creation to automated transformation.
Precisely. So here is where it gets really interesting. And this is the thought I want to leave you with. We've described a world where Cove uses AI to clone their CEO's voice to give you advice. They use AI to research trends. They use AI to write the scripts.
And don't forget, the product itself, their personal CRM, uses AI to help you manage your contacts.
Right. So if I'm a user, I'm using Cove's AI to manage my relationships. And I'm listening to Cove's AI tell me how to build those relationships.
The loop.
At what point does the personal in personal CRM just become a relationship between two AI agents, one managing your contacts and one creating the content to keep them engaged?
And the real question is, if the advice works and you get that promotion, does it even matter that it came from a machine?
That is the question we'll let you chew on. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.
See you then.